The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you.
Jesus said to his apostles, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink, because the little one is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. The connection on 2 Kings with Elisha and with the Gospel is that the prophet Elisha is visiting, and people welcome him, giving him hospitality, and they welcome a prophet, they receive a prophet's reward, and he tells the woman, "Next year you'll have a child." And so there is this blessing from God. It's a life-giving blessing. There's hospitality involved. There's prayer involved. It's all there. So then in the Gospel, you have these lines, "Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me." So the apostles go out and they bring Christ to the world, and it is the Lord Jesus Christ who shows us the Father. And whoever gives a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink, meaning those 12, will surely not lose his reward, because they're going to bring the message of Jesus Christ, the good news, to the world. In the second reading, we hear this great passage from Romans 6, where we always hear it at Easter, that focuses on baptism. And baptism is always intimately connected to the dying and rising of Jesus. Baptism, you enter into the water, you die, you rise up out of the water. And so the dying of Jesus is the cross. The crucifix in particular, which means the body of Christ on the cross, the crucifix is the best known symbol of our Catholic faith. People have, you know, necklaces, they have jewelry, they have a silver cross, a gold cross, maybe a metal cross, and then there's like heap loads of other types of jewelry. Then there's tattoos and everything like that of the cross, and then there's like a wood or a metal cross on a leather band, and it's the old rugged cross for rugged people. They wear those things, okay? So there's just the crosses everywhere. It's like, you know, the crosses at tombstones, crosses on in your house, I hope, please God. But some people object to the crucifix entirely. They might say, "But Jesus is not on the cross anymore. He reigns as king in heaven. So why focus upon his death?" And we need to be able to answer these questions. We can only understand Jesus through the cross. The cross is the lens through which we see Jesus. And without the lens of Jesus' death on the cross, our spiritual lives lose focus. So St. Paul writes for us today, all of us have been baptized into Christ Jesus. We're baptized into his death. So St. Paul is highlighting the central truth about Jesus, about following him. The point of Jesus' life on earth is his death on the cross. In baptism, we die to ourselves and have life in Christ. Life in Christ is not selfishness, but rather the cross. At his trial, in front of Pontius Pilate, he declared, Jesus did, "For this reason I was born, and for this I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth." Pontius Pilate replied, "What is truth?" and he did not stay for an answer. And the most important truth that Jesus bore witness to is that God loves you enough to die for you. That is the extent of love. Not on your best day, when you're doing great and you have all your ducks in a row and you've got it. I've got it going on. Everything's fine. But on your worst day, God proves his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, he dies for us. Romans 5:8. And that's the truth we see in the flesh when we look at the crucifix and behold our Lord there. So when we look upon Jesus upon the cross, we gaze upon the truth of who Jesus is. We don't raise an empty cross, because that would empty the cross of its power. Archbishop Fulton Sheen, who will be beatified this year, once explained the importance of the crucifix. He said, "Keep your eyes on the crucifix, because Jesus without the cross is a man without a mission. And the cross without Jesus is a burden without relief. It is life without love and promise." And we need that in our lives. The crucifix is important to display in our churches, obviously, and in our homes, please God. And we can't and don't display an empty cross, because St. Paul tells us in his first letter to the Corinthians, the very beginning of that letter, he says, he's warning them against the cross being emptied of its power. And the power of the cross is the body of Christ who saves us. And that is why he preached Christ crucified. And that is why those at the foot of the cross yelled at our Lord and told him to come down off that cross, your cross. Get off of that cross. Because they could not handle sacrificial love. They did not want anything like this to happen. They saw no victory. But the sacrifice cannot be separated from salvation. There's a certain joy we have at Christmas. There's the manger scene. There's a joy. Jesus says, let the children come to me. And it's beautiful. It's good. And we can imagine Jesus and Joseph working as carpenters together. It's good. It's joyful. All those things are not complete. It is the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, and that cannot be separated from salvation. Jesus told his disciples, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. And you will hear that in Mark and in Luke verbatim. We must deny ourselves to follow the Lord. And he calls us to do that. It's not possible to attain heaven without going through the cross. The cross is the gate to heaven. We cannot be worthy of Christ if we do not take up our cross. We do not choose the cross. The cross chooses us. That right away strips us of any selfishness, of any ideas we might have. Our Lord sacrificed himself so that we can learn sacrifice. It is only in Christianity, it is only in Jesus Christ, different than any other religion at all. Muhammad dies in bed. Buddha just drifts off into old age. But Jesus dies on a cross. And in that cross we have life. He who finds his life will lose it, our Lord tells us today. And he who loses life for my sake will find it. Which means, do I realize what Jesus is offering me? If I lose myself in him, in that relationship, then I will find myself in who the Lord truly wants me to be. And he guides us through that cross. May we be open to that saving action of love that protects us, defends us, guides us, and saves us.